If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Today's episode has been sponsored by Jay McLachlan. Jay McLachlan is a timeless lifestyle brand with incredible style and a spirit of connection. I am obsessed with Jay McLachlan and have been so honored that they are sponsoring my Zibbyverse tour. It just so happens that the tour goes to so many communities and areas of the country that have Jay McLachlan stores. And I love that the brand is philanthropic through Jay McLachlan's local and loyal programming. Host store events to give back to organizations that are meaningful to Jay McLachlan's local communities. I also love the fact that the clothes are just so chic. They make me feel polished and modern. And the best part is that most of the line comes in fabrics that don't wrinkle. I especially love the dresses, the cashmere sweaters, the other sweaters. You'll see them all over my Instagram. I typically tag at Jay McLachlan. And so you can check it out. It is absolutely one of my favorite brands, and I am over the moon excited to be working with them. In fact, I want to share the love with all of you. Jay McLachlan is giving 20% off new customers and listeners of my podcast with special code ZIBBY20. Capital ZIBBY 20. That's 20% off for new customers and listeners of the podcast with special code capital Z Zibby 20. Take advantage of it today. My favorites are this white open long cashmere sweater that I've been wearing on every flight that I've taken on this tour. I have a blue with light blue horizontal striped sweater, several dresses I even wore on Good Morning America. Check it out, Jay McLachlan. Thanks so much. Hi, this is Zibby Owens, and you're listening to the award-winning podcast, Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books. And speaking of books, I have two of my own books coming out this spring and summer. Princess Charming is a picture book, which debuts on April 19th, and Bookends, a memoir of love, loss, and literature, comes out on July 1st, and it is truly a labor of love. I hope you'll pre-order, order, and join me on tour as I go across the country. You can find out more at zibbyowens.com or bookendsmemoir.com. And you can follow me on Instagram at zibbyowens because I always post about everything. Enjoy the show. Julia Cameron is the author of Seeking Wisdom. She has been an active artist for more than 30 years and is the author of 40 books, fiction and nonfiction, including her best-selling works on the creative process, which most people are probably familiar with, called The Artist's Way, which is super famous and amazing. Also, Walking in This World and Finding Water. Her work has been translated into more than 35 languages and has sold more than 4 million copies worldwide. Also a novelist, playwright, songwriter, and poet, she has multiple credits in theater, film, and television. Welcome, Julia. Thank you so much for coming on Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books to discuss Seeking Wisdom, a spiritual path to creative connection, the six-week Artist Ways program. Thank you for coming on.
You're very welcome.
It is a huge honor to talk to you, the morning pages guru, if you will, after all the effects you've had on the writer community, author community, with your advice and your guidance and all of that. How does it feel to now be coming out with yet a new book and a new set of prescriptions for how to access our best writing selves?
Well, I felt like it was a good thing to write about prayer, and it was an intimidating thing to write about prayer. And I asked for guidance about what to write next. And I was told prayer. And I said, oh, my God, no. I'm not holy enough. That should be for somebody much more spiritual. But the guidance persisted and said, you will write about prayer. It's a worthy topic. So I thought, well, if I'm going to try to write about prayer, I don't want to appear to be talking down to people from some pedestal. So I think I better tell them the story of how I came to pray. And that's why the book opens with me not praying and then being guided to prayer and discovering it was a powerful resource.
You did sort of pull the reader right in by sharing your most vulnerable self with us at a time where you were having a hard time controlling your drinking and your marriage, and everything seemed to be just flying out of your control. And then you regrouped and in a very inspiring way went off on this new path. And I was struck time and time again with how much you were willing to listen and take in what you heard. I mean, it's one thing to say, I'm going to pray, which is putting things out there, but it's another to say, I'm taking everything in and I'm getting the answers I need. I just have to be patient and listen for them. So tell me a little bit more about that.
Well, when I was told to pray, I said, you don't understand. I have 16 years of Catholic education, and that's the Greek slide to agnosticism. And they said, well, you must believe in something. And I thought about it, and I asked a girlfriend what she prayed to, and she said, oh, I pray to Mick Jagger. And so I asked someone else, and she said, oh, I pray to sunspots. And so I thought, well, I could pray to the force that through the green fuse drives the flower, a line from Dylan Thomas about creative energy. And so I started praying to that force. And what happened was that my prose straightened out. Previously, I had been trying to be brilliant. Every sentence had to be rewritten and rewritten until there was a scratched hole in the paper. And when I started trying to be of service and write what seemed to want to come through me, my prose straightened out, my career straightened out, and I began to try and help people.
So it's as simple as that. It's a piece of cake. Oh my goodness. But how did you get in? And I understand that, you know, when you, the series of events that led you to also be more receptive to this and having things like calling the one friend who called the other friend. And then next thing you know, there was somebody right there who could help you through becoming sober and all of that. And that time and again, you trusted your instincts and listened, but was it hard to stay in that framework? I mean, you listen even with things like storms, right? And having to spend Thanksgiving by yourself and not braving the weather because you listen and you hear, okay, I shouldn't try that. And so you don't do it. Do you second guess yourself at all? Do you just take it in and then you calmly process? Like, how does it work?
Well, when I ask for guidance and I find myself sometimes doubting it, and then I get angry with myself, I say, you have so many years, you have 30 years of trusting guidance. Why do you doubt? And the answer is because it's human nature to doubt. When I get a piece of guidance that seems hard or impossible to me, I find myself reminding myself that previously it has proven to be true. So I have what we call sober reference. And the sober reference tells me that I can trust what I'm hearing and that there's wisdom to it. When I had the Thanksgiving storm, I didn't like it. I wanted to go to my friend Nick's house, but when I called Nick and told him I think I should stay in, he sounded relieved and said he would bring me a plate full of Thanksgiving food the next day.
Which is really the main perk of Thanksgiving anyway, right? It's all those leftovers. Yes. So, wow. Well, I am inspired by this. And, you know, for anyone with anxiety who tends to ruminate or second guess or change your mind or whatever, the notion of just sort of letting the first instinct live and guide is sort of revolutionary. So I'm really going to work hard to try and implement what you do.
Well, I think that the practice of writing morning pages trains us to trust.
Mm-hmm.
There's no, quote, wrong way to write morning pages. So we write them, and the little doubting voice says, "Oh, you're being boring." But we say to the voice, "Thank you for sharing." And we go right on with what we're doing. And that ability to sort of step past the censor is a learned skill. And the more we practice it with morning pages, the more we are able to accept guidance in other areas of our life.
Interesting. And you still do morning pages. I mean, I know it's obviously a huge part of this book and all your previous work, but do you do it every single day? Like literally every day?
I do. But this morning when I was, this is very early for me.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Yes.
And I found myself trying to write morning pages and saying, "Oh, I don't know if I'll be awake enough to be alert. Dear God, please give me guidance." And it took a long time to write a single page.
So basically, my podcast has ruined your streak of morning pages production by asking you about it. Now I've made it impossible. Well, I understand that. That makes sense. What do you do with all of your morning pages? Do you ever go back and read them and save them and share them at all? Has anything amazing, like where are they? Are they in a closet? What do you do with them all?
I put them in a big bookshelf. And what I find is that I go back and read guidance. I write morning pages and then I say LJ for little Julie.
Yes, I saw that.
Can I hear guidance about X? And then I listen and I write down what I hear. And what I find is that the guidance is trustworthy and helpful and deliberate and encouraging. And sometimes it's comforting to reread the guidance. Mm. So I will do that. I don't share my pages with anybody. They're top secret, but I share them with myself.
Do you ever worry about what's going to happen to all the things that you write after you pass away? I mean, I have like all these cabinets full of writing and documents on the computer and all these things. And every so often I'm like, what? I don't want these out. And like, what am I going to do with all these things? Do you ever think about that? Or maybe that's too depressing a thought.
Well, I find myself saying, first cremate the pages, then worry about the body.
Interesting. Wow.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. As kids get older, some things about parenting can get easier. I mean, not many, but some. But others don't, like having conversations about money. Point is, kids won't really know how to manage their money unless they're actually in charge of it, and that is where Greenlight can help. Greenlight is a debit card and money app made for families. Parents can send money to their kids and keep an eye on their kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens build money confidence and lifelong financial literacy skills. With the Greenlight app, kids can learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely, thanks to games that teach money skills in a fun and accessible way. I got Greenlight debit cards for my kids. The greatest thing, you can actually add their photos that take up half the card. So when I handed the cards to the kids, they were like, this is so exciting. So they look great. Unfortunately, I only put the required 2 cents on at the beginning to make sure they worked. So the kids were like, well, what should I spend my 2 cents on? Anyway, millions of parents and kids are learning about money on Greenlight. It's the easy, convenient way for parents to raise financially smart kids and families to navigate life together. Sign up for Greenlight today and get your first month free when you go to greenlight.com/Zibby. That's greenlight.com/Zibby to try Greenlight for free. Greenlight.com/Zibby.
So what are your hopes and dreams for this new program, the 6-week Artist Way program?
Well, I'm hoping that people will start to use guidance. The book opens with tools, and they are familiar tools for people who have been working with my teachings. Morning pages, artist dates, walking. They're all tools of introspection. And then I ask people to try using guidance and to practice using guidance. And what I find is that people are at first astonished. They say, oh, Julia, what if I ask for guidance and I don't hear anything? Or more commonly, Julia, I ask for guidance and I hear something back and I'm worried that it's just my imagination. And I say to people, well, if it is just your imagination, your imagination is much more powerful and encouraging and helpful than you've previously thought. So it's my hope that people will start to use prayer in their creativity and ask to be guided.
You made a very strong case for walking without distractions, getting out there, walking, listening, looking around, not putting headphones on, not using that as time to do something else. It's tempting to use walking time to get other things done. I feel like you're so good at protecting all your time. How do you do that? How do you get other people to do that when they feel like life is so busy and da da da?
Well, I think if we do morning pages, we tend to intuitively protect our time. We find ourselves saying no to distractions. And I find people will sometimes say to me, Julia, you're so productive. How do you do it? And I say, well, I don't watch TV. I don't get on the internet. I don't surf. And they say, oh, you mean we have a choice about these activities? And I say, Yes, we have a choice about these activities. And so I want you to try to live a life without being sabotaged.
Interesting. Sabotage, it's almost like we're the victims of all of the distractions.
Well, I think we are.
Mm-hmm.
I think we are. I think we have a friend who came over and he was nervous. And I said to him, "You don't seem like yourself today." And he said, "Well, I stayed up all night watching the war."
Mm.
And I thought, you have a choice about that.
It's true. I've been watching. I don't know why I save it for right before bed, and then I have bad dreams all night. I have to do better. It's hard to know when something is so it's just hard to, it's hard to stop sometimes. Mm-hmm. It's hard to put those limits on. So how do you view yourself as like a guru the way that other people see you? Or do you just view yourself as like, oh, whatever, I'm just going to get up and write these pages? I mean, you're such an icon, right? And so many people can credit you with their own productivity and their own work. Does that change your self-perception on a day-to-day basis or not?
No, I have a loyal group of friends who do not have me on a pedestal. And I will call them up and I will say, I'm nervous. For example, about this interview early in the morning, I said, I'm nervous. And my friends said, I'm lighting a stick of incense for you.
Oh my gosh. Julia, I feel terrible. I feel so terrible that this interview is causing you stress. I'm so sorry. We easily could have done it later in the day.
Aha. Uh-huh.
I'm sorry. I feel terrible. But that's so nice that your friends lit incense for you. And that is so nice.
So I think my friendships are grounded in what I call before, during, and after friends.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't have me on a pedestal. They don't regard me as a guru. They regard me as someone who needs prayer support. And I ask for it.
What are you struggling with the most right now?
I'm writing a book on guidance. And I'm struggling to believe that I have enough to say.
Mm.
And I want the book to be positive. And I want the book to be helpful. And I feel like people do look to me for guidance. And all I can do is report my own process. So that's my scoop. That's my scoop.
Do you ever, does reading help you when you're having a hard time focusing on a book or worrying about that you don't have enough to say or anything? Do you ever read just to regroup, or do you view that also as a distraction?
I tend to view it as a distraction. And yet there are some people, most notably Thich Nhat Hanh, who recently died, the Buddhist teacher. And he often talked about walking as if each foot kissed the earth. And he talks about mindfulness. And I tend to want to call it heartfulness.
Mm.
And I feel like if we do the practices of the tools, we wake up. And so what I'm trying to do with this book, to go back to your question, mm-hmm. Is to gently coax people into waking up.
Mm.
And I want them to pray colloquially. They may not have as much formality to set aside as I did, but I think a lot of people are intimidated by the idea of prayer. And I think if I can say to them, speak in your own words, pray to a God concept that seems helpful to you, then I've done a service.
Hmm. So I have my husband's really good friend, Dan, is a singer-songwriter, and he thinks you are like the greatest thing since sliced bread and has followed your work forever. And he writes songs, and that's his how he gets in touch with his creativity. So asking for him here on the topic of creativity in general, you have guidance, you have all of the tips and tools in this book, which of course he read. How can somebody who's not necessarily a, you know, a novelist or something, but how does somebody tap into that creativity and keep it as part of their daily life, aside from morning pages and that?
Well, I feel like when you say aside from morning pages, it's like, is there
a
secret?
No, okay.
is there a secret tool? Mm-hmm. And the answer is, there is no secret tool.
Okay.
The tools do work. And I don't have a tool that's mine alone. I just try to gently guide people along what I hope is a proven path.
And in terms of somebody who's just trying to get their book published, do you have any advice for them, having been, you know, an international best-selling author, blah, blah, blah? Do you have any sort of industry advice?
No.
Okay.
What I did with The Artist's Way was self-publish. We Xeroxed copies of it. And I think there's a lot to be said for self-publishing and for not waiting for the powers that be to say, let it be in print.
Interesting. Love it. Okay. Are you going to go finish your morning pages now?
Well, I will. I will. And I couldn't tell. What kind of a name is Zibby? I have a sister named Libby.
It's for Elizabeth.
So Zibby is for Elizabeth. So is Libby.
I get called Libby all the time.
Uh-huh.
I should have just made that my nickname, but my parents picked this when I was one. So, yes.
So you became a Zibby.
So I became a Zibby. Yes. Well, it was lovely chatting with you today. Thank you for your time. And I'm sorry for the imposition and the timing.
Well, you're very welcome. And you're so alert yourself at this hour that I found myself waking up a little to connect with you, which is great. So maybe I won't be so frightened of early mornings in the future.
Yes. Good idea. You can do it. All right. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for listening to this episode of Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram at Zibby Owens and at Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books. Also, sign up for my newsletter at ZibbyOwens.com and sign up for my virtual book club and meet lots of authors on Zoom every other week. Thanks so much to Steve and Ryan at Texture Sound for the sound editing. And thank you to Morning Moon Productions for providing this fantastic intro and outro music.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card.
Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.